When I popped off, then your girl gave me just a little bit of la cha. Baby so cold, he from the north, he from the Canada. Bankroll so low, I got nothing else that I can withdraw. Ran out the door, I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your
okay, fine, I will start, Ian. Welcome to Suicide Pact, everyone.
I'll start it. No, welcome wait, to Suicide Pact.
Wait, that's what I said. You have to say something
welcome
different.
Welcome to the show, okay. Everybody.
All right, folks, how are we doing out there?
How are we doing out there?
How are we doing?
How are we doing? How are you?
How am I?
No.
Okay.
We are no longer in New York.
We left.
If we sound different, we got the fuck out.
Yeah.
We couldn't take it. It was burning to the ground. It was anarchy. It was martial law when we left.
We tried. We stayed for a long time, but it was really falling apart in the old Big Apple.
Yeah.
And people who are just going to die there are all on Twitter like, wow, all the gentrifiers had to get out. I guess they couldn't.
Are people saying that?
Yeah, I saw a white person say that. That
good.
Hopefully
they die.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave at all. But, you know, when they start forklifting dead bodies
sure.
out of hospitals, they can't, like, if you have a heart attack, you can't go to the hospital. They can't.
If you have anything.
Yeah.
If you have a baby.
It's all full.
You got to have it in your bathtub.
Home births.
Right. Which is the grossest kind of birth you can have.
Disgusting. What do you do? Do you do that in the tub? Where do you
yeah.
go? Do you put newspapers down?
Why would you put newspapers down?
Because of the afterbirth.
In the tub?
You don't wanna get I don't know.
It doesn't fire out of you like a cannon.
I wish it did. No, I guess if you're in the living room and there's carpet, you put newspapers down or like a tarp.
No, you do it in like a kiddie pool.
What are you supposed to?
Big inflatable pool.
Okay.
You ever watch Real Sex on HBO?
Do you have to go? No. Do you have to go outside?
Might be before your time. Back in the day, it was really, really difficult to jerk off. And you had to take every opportunity you had.
Yeah.
You know, you had to make friends with a child that may or may not have been mentally retarded because his family had HBO.
Yeah.
And when you went there, you're like crossing your fingers for like wild things to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that there's going to be some
nipples.
Right.
Okay.
Which was back in the day, it wasn't all about buttholes.
Yeah,
we were still on nipples.
What is your fucking deal with buttholes?
Well, I get it. They've exhausted the nipple. The nipple is passe,
but,
you know?
But I thought the butthole was like classic. Isn't that like ancient Greek?
Sure, it comes around. You know, these trends are cyclical.
Okay.
History repeats itself.
Sure. So they were all eating ass in like Cicero and the ancient Greek
I don't know. I'm thinking more. I wasn't even thinking of eating it. I was thinking more in terms of like Michael Jackson rules where he just spread the cheeks
just
and scream
it.
Into it or whatever. Yeah, whatever he liked to do. Like yell hee hee into a baby's butthole.
Honestly?
I can hear the ocean.
Is that even pedophilia if you're just saying hee hee into
yeah uh-huh if you're having a child bend forward and pull their butt cheeks apart I'd have to say I'm not a lawyer
asking. I just wanted to clarify.
Why are you asking? What have you been up to? Where do you go during the day? Where do you disappear to?
Wondering.
Is this why the playground's all roped off over here? Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, so there's this show called Real Sex, which you're like, as a young lad, you're like, hey,
sure,
this is perfect. But then you watch it, and it's all about like fatzos like fucking finger painting each other in like home births.
Finger painting each other? Oh, it's like real sex as in like the sex you don't really want to know
yeah,
about.
Exactly. Like nudist colonies and hippie. It's always like hippie,
they
weird.
They showed births?
I don't know if I saw home birth on that show in particular, but it seems like something they would.
I remember being 8 or 9 years old and at like a birthday party sleepover for my friend Hillary and her dad.
Shouts
thought,
out to Hillary, friend
yeah,
of the show.
What's up, Hillary?
Clinton.
I miss you. Her dad thought it would be a good idea to show us home videos specifically the one wherein she was born.
Okay, see, now that dad isn't necessarily a pedophile, but he's something. Yeah. It's adjacent, you know? Yeah. He likes to watch little girls get creeped out by vaginal openings.
Yeah, we saw all, like, he was the dad with the giant VHS camera in the delivery room, and we saw, I remember, like, I felt my personality change. I was just like, oh.
Oh, this is trauma.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awful.
See, I'm an adult man, and I wouldn't watch that now.
I didn't know it was coming. You know, it was like, oh, you want to see
regular vaginas are gross.
You want to see the day Hillary was born? And then you have to see,
Watch Hillary hatch from an egg. Hillary Clinton hatch from a lizard egg.
That I would pay to see.
Snap
that
a fly out of there. Yeah, I want to see.
At the Denver airport or something.
Yeah.
That is somewhere.
I want to see the documentary that they didn't make, you know, where it isn't all just deep fakes. Where we get to see the ship land and the aliens, the lizard aliens burrow into the center of the earth where they live.
Do you remember during the debates, the 2016 debates, there was a fly crawling on her head and she didn't touch it? That was like a big conspiracy.
There's
thing.
Another one where Obama snatches a fly out of the air with his bare hand.
I mean,
but
I've done that. We've all done that. And also, to be completely thorough here, it's clearly Botox.
Did you see?
That's
why. Right. Did you ever see when she gave a speech and then she walked off stage and she just climbed onto a sunny rock and laid there for 6 hours
and didn't move?
And then all of her skin came off.
Oh, yeah.
And she scurried under a log.
I would like her so much more if she would just admit it.
Yeah, just take your face off. Let us see.
Yeah, it's under there. Speaking of real sex, so you were saying back in the day.
I don't know why I said that there would be a live birth and real sex. I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
But I equate that feeling of watching a live birth with the experience I had watching whatever these fucking like wood nymph 45-year-old fatzos were doing in the woods with each other.
Mm-mm.
Just with their long tail. I bet that show gave a lot of young boys some weird fetishes.
Yeah. I don't know. First of all, I think that obviously this is, everyone knows this, but like men, whatever, develop fetishes a lot more easily than women.
Well,
I think
male sexuality is more powerful.
Yeah.
It's more focused.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Female sexuality is more like wispy and, you know what I mean?
What
it's
are you
like,
how dare you?
What?
Wispy?
Yeah, yeah. What like, when you fucking rub one out,
frivolous?
Are you thinking, no, not, shut up. This is an MRA podcast.
I know, but now
when you're
personal.
Shh.
Okay.
Shush. When you're rubbing one out,
uh-huh,
are you thinking about Magic Mike?
Space Ghost.
Or are you thinking about like a color or something? You know what I mean?
Well, see, no, you are being condescending.
I'm always being condescending. It's my brand. No, you know
women
what I mean.
Women think about sex.
But you think about sexuality. You maybe think of I don't know. It's more vague, right? It's not like tits. You never like dick. Just like a big pink dick or whatever your preference is. A dick of color, if you will. But you know what I mean? Like, it's never like, ooh, balls and like a fucking...
Well, no, it's not balls, but it's like watching porn.
Sure, sure, sure.
And watching people have sex.
That's part of it, yeah.
So that it's more
but
concrete
you, but you can
than
watch like
saying.
A gif.
Yeah,
of like a,
but that's just me.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that Tumblr porn is a female, whatever you want to call it.
It
like
was
a,
recommended to me by a man.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is it? Because I will fucking rip him limb to limb. I don't need you talking about porn with other men.
It was.
I know who it was.
Okay.
And he's dead to me anyway, so. He's lucky he's already dead.
He was just recommending. I mean, whatever. What I'm saying is women can get horny based on concrete, regular shit, not colors.
But you get what I'm... Yeah, I know. I was exaggerating with colors. But you know what I'm getting at, right?
Not, like, truly not exactly.
Do you... Female sexuality, it's like, okay, like women tend to like close their eyes during sex.
Yeah.
Or in like... think of something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know what I mean? Or like when you're... even to conjure up an orgasm is like a whole thing, you know? It's not as... It's like female sexuality is like this complex machine, you know, like a car or something.
Yeah.
And male sexuality is just like a lever. It's like a switch, not an off switch.
Yeah.
And then once you switch it on, it's at 100%. Whereas female sexuality
it
kind of fluctuates.
Go away with a
yeah, it can
sneeze.
Go away. Right. Yeah. A movement or a thought pops into your head.
That's bullshit.
With men, and I think this is the reason that a lot of men develop fetishes
yeah.
is because that switch gets flipped and then they see,
oh no, I can't turn it off.
Yeah, and now there's just
no,
like
I'm attracted to Frankenstein. Right, right.
Yeah. They're in the haunted mansion and now they can only jerk off to ghosts.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, there are pros and cons, but that part sucks.
I'm not shitting on either one. I mean, I think, yeah, like in that regard, male sexuality is kind of a curse.
Yeah. Yeah, that part. Yeah. I don't envy that. That's
and
fucking
I don't
weird.
Think there are there female fetishes? Yeah.
For sure. But it's usually
but is it because here's the difference between like a preference and a fetish, which I heard on Loveline a million years ago. Dr. Drew said that a fetish is something you have to have in order to climax.
Oh,
you
really?
You need it for sexual stimulus.
Stimulation. Really interesting. He also said the coronavirus wasn't real, so don't know about old Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Dr. Drew fucking sucks.
But he didn't say it wasn't real, but he said it was like no big deal, and now we're all dying. Yeah. But that is a really interesting interpretation.
According to him.
That makes sense. Like,
this is the definition, like textbook definition.
Because that's like a handicap. That really sucks. So is pedophilia a fetish or
pedophilia?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
and don't quote me on this.
For the love of God,
is an orientation.
Okay, it's still despicable.
Well, no,
but
pedophilia
like,
isn't pedophilia the act of?
Oh, I don't know.
Like molesting children or raping children.
Okay, I don't know.
Sorry, it's making like, love to a child.
We got it.
Flower. Butt flower. I don't know how you want me to phrase it.
We get it. I don't know. I've never heard this either. You know, I haven't researched pedophilia nearly as much as I let on.
Sure. I was on TikTok last night just scrolling through, and there's this girl who was on fucking TikTok.
It's a pedophile app, for sure.
But this woman was like, people keep calling me a pedophile on here. Yes, I'm attracted to children.
What?
No, I've never acted on it. So guess what? I'm not a pedophile.
Wait, what?
And you can't call me that. And it's like, hey, get out of here. Don't do that.
Hey, don't do it on TikTok, too, where all the hot children
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Jeez. TikTok. How about the fact that now that everybody is stuck inside, everybody's on TikTok all of a sudden. All these adults.
Everyone's losing their goddamn
minds. Oh my god. Everybody
minds.
Is like just spreading their fucking clam open on the internet.
No, they're just flapping the old labia.
So many women that we know. What do you think that is? Do you think it's just like hyper horniness if you're like by yourself somewhere?
Yes.
Because
yeah.
a lot of comedians we know have just been like exposing themselves.
I mean, some people are like this all the time, but I think there's like an attention quota that people need. And if you're not getting it outside, you need to do it on the internet.
Yeah.
I assume that's like,
right.
I mean, we all feel it too. I'm not talking about nudity, but like, we're even the most online of us are even more online.
Yeah, well, I think everybody is learning a lot about themselves and a lot about other people.
Yeah.
And what I've learned is that I definitely have that performance, you know, performer bug or whatever, but not even close to a lot of people we know, where it's like as soon as the club shut down, as soon as the bar shows shut down, they have to have an internet show. They have to be going live every 10 minutes. They have to be posting. And like, I just don't have that.
Didn't
you know?
Say there are Zoom, like live Zoom open mics?
Oh,
now?
Yeah. I get emails about them.
What?
Our friends
Enough.
Do them.
That's crazy.
Some are better than others, but they're all awful.
Wow. Dude, I mean, I just don't know how I would perform by myself in a room on my laptop. Like, I don't know how to do live comedy that way, you know?
Yeah. Well,
and
I mean, somebody
awful.
Asked us already to do a streaming show.
For money. And we're like, no.
Yeah, even then, I'm like, I don't.
Like a straightforward stand-up, to be clear.
Right.
Not like, you know, we're finding other ways, but God damn. I don't know. It's going to die, I think.
That's the other thing. It's like, okay, we do a open mic or you do a show on Zoom. Is everybody writing Corona material? Or are you just doing your same old jokes? Because it doesn't make sense in this world anymore. You can't do dating jokes in the apocalypse.
And then everything else seems too glib. Like, even as a comedian, like, your coronavirus joke has to be pretty good, because otherwise it's like, man, I can't unsee the bodies being forklifted.
Well, you live in a different world because you are still working for the news from home, and so you have to actually watch the footage of...
God, every number. I just have to watch the death toll tick up in real time. Just like...
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason we had to get out of there. I mean, we were probably fine, but being confronted with it every day because of our jobs is stressful. Like, I was going to work at a place where people in my building had it, and it's the news. So you're just sitting there for 8 hours a day listening to people talk who are, by the way, broadcasting from their homes because they don't want the anchors coming in and getting it, just as lackeys.
Meanwhile, you have to go in.
Yeah, and you sit there and you watch it for 8 hours a day. And I wasn't even, like, I think everybody who doesn't really know anybody who has it or who is affected by it terribly is kind of in this zone of just like, this is a weird experience, and I feel anxious sometimes, but overall, it's kind of a vacation. But when you have to go into work and be confronted with the statistics all day.
Yeah.
And then walk home because you don't want to encounter anybody on the way home. Your gears start turning and the depression can really fucking...
And then
like,
you...
Oh, shit.
You're
we're
like,
we're
you know,
fucked.
You know what? I'm going to escape. I'm going to pop on a light, funny podcast.
Right.
And all they do is fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
We promised yesterday that we wouldn't do this, but I mean, how do you not acknowledge it?
Right, that's I'm trying to only watch stuff and, you know, play video games and stuff that have nothing to do with it. Last night when you went to bed, I was just like, all right, I'll check out Kyle Kulinski. I'll check out I don't know. I was watching different news sources just to learn more stuff about it, and it's just like I don't know if I can take it.
Yeah.
It's just too much. It's just like this overwhelming feeling of depression, especially in contrast to the way I have been feeling, which is amazing because we have to do shit.
We're on permanent vacation.
This is what this is what's so confusing about all these people doing open mics on the internet. It's like
we don't have to do shit anymore.
The demons are going to start coming out of the fucking volcanoes and eating us. This is the end. You don't have to write any more jokes.
Yeah.
You have to put yourself through that.
Jokes are stupid.
Jokes are stupid. You feel like you should have done something else with your life.
I don't know. I'm satisfied, honestly.
Me too.
If I die tomorrow, I did what I wanted.
You might.
Whether that was...
Don't piss me off.
Whether that was a good idea or not, I did what I wanted.
You did it your way.
Yeah. Play that at my funeral. Just drape it in an Italian flag. Drape my casket in an Italian flag. Make meatballs. And wear a black veil over your face because you are my widow.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Get a tattoo of me at least with my footprints.
I'll do
like
a stick
I'm your
and poke tattoo.
Baby daughter. Oh, Ian did a stick and poke tattoo today. He wrote the end is nigh.
A lot of time on my hands.
He wrote the end is nigh on his thigh.
Yeah.
Well, I was
it's my
working.
Apocalypse tattoo.
Yeah. You should get more. I think you should just fill up.
Fill up with stick and pokes?
Yeah, ugh. Man. What?
That's real like jailhouse. Just get a teardrop tattoo.
You might as well. Why not?
Might as well. Oh, man. So we got these markers that are like tattoo markers.
Yeah.
Like temporary tattoo markers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like drinking here, just like sitting on the couch and giving each other face tattoos. And then the next day, we got the cops called on us.
Did you still have face tattoos?
I had just washed them off.
Oh, thank God.
You had made me look like the Joker. It took forever to get off, and I was just going to give up because I wanted to go for a run. And
oh my God.
Some neighborhood watch guy called the police because he didn't recognize.
Real small town bullshit.
Yeah, really lame. I mean, there's a few houses around here, and every house has like support the police and neighborhood watch, and it's just
and
like,
I'm a cop. If I say so,
I decree I'm the cop of this area. You must listen to me
just
because
like
I'm fat and white.
Fat guys on ATVs. Who,
no, not ATVs. Fucking golf carts.
Golf carts.
Not even that cool.
Self-appointed cops. mall cops. Anyway, so but they were very friendly when we...
What? Imagine if I had Joker makeup on.
Dude,
and then when
me away.
The cops came, because you poked your head out to explain what was going on.
I wanted them...
And you would have had a teardrop tattoo, a knife tattooed
the
on the middle
the
of your
Post Malone,
forehead.
Like, barbed wire along my forehead. I have a picture of it. I could put it on the Instagram, but I look like shit, so... I won't do that. Mm. But I want you to give me Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, I'll do that tonight.
Face. Thank you. And I'll straighten your hair tonight.
Thank you.
Because you've been asking me to.
Don't say that. That's a secret.
No.
I want to look like Andre 3000 from the Hey Ya video.
He looks so stupid.
No, he looks awesome.
He looks awful.
Oh, fuck off. Andre 3000 looks amazing.
No, he's cool looking in general, but that hair.
It looks awesome.
It's awful.
Like the Cat Williams hair?
Exactly. Like
Hell
the
yeah.
Cat Williams. It's so bad.
Well, he's playing a character. In
but
that
yeah, I don't think you'll look like that.
I think I will. I think it'll look exactly
I
like
Cat
Williams.
Look like
I think if you put a photo, if you put my mugshot next to Cat Williams for getting beat up by a 12-year-old, you won't be able to tell the difference.
All right. We'll see.
It's going to be so uncanny that I'm going to just start dropping the N-word into conversations and nobody's going
to
know the difference.
Well, we're in the woods and it's the apocalypse. If
well, I'll go talk to a tree.
Okay.
I'll call my neighborhood watch buddy.
Yo, I'm sure.
I bet he likes the N-word.
I'm sure he loves the N-word.
throws
He's
that
like,
out.
Hey, I was wrong about you. You
yeah,
are cool.
You're pretty cool. What are we going to do tonight?
We're going to make margaritas.
Okay.
And then... And
that's enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's good.
I bought pre-made margaritas from the liquor store.
You don't have to. I want this bears repeating. If you're in a situation similar to us where you're not taking care of anybody or you yourself are not sick, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Because especially if you're not working, you get to claim unemployment. And I don't know how this is going to work because the government is terrible at doing anything. But they say that you get your regular amount of unemployment plus $600.
Yeah. So that might just be New York. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Because what was Bernie like ranting about? Wasn't that the whole thing?
Oh, maybe so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it's the stimulus package. Yeah.
That's great.
So you don't have... I hate going online and seeing people be like, this is the time for you to be creative.
Clean up your house. Exercise. Don't do any of that. Don't do any of it. You make margaritas, you give yourself face tattoos, you straighten your boyfriend's hair, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Isn't that great?
And yeah, I rewatched Frasier for the fifth time. You earned it by being alive for this long.
Yeah, play Doom all day.
All day, every
and
day.
All night.
Yes. I fall asleep to Doom noises now, and honestly, it's not a bad lullaby.
I mean, the music rules.
It
it's
is
all
pretty
like
cool.
Metal music.
Yeah, but it almost uplifting before you get into it. Oh, God, what have I become?
You should start playing Doom.
I don't think
when
so.
When I'm done, you can play it, because we only have one controller.
I don't like video games.
None?
I like Spyro, but it's been so long that when I tried to go back, it was like, this is hard. I'm a girl. Jumping's hard. I can't. When I play video games, I feel so uncoordinated. I just mash buttons and I can never. I just walk into corners and get stuck there. And then like, I can't orient myself.
You need
myself.
A girl video game like The Sims or
like
you know,
either.
Something that's like for retards.
How to raise a baby.
Yeah.
How to go shopping.
How to like yell at your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
How to go shopping. That's a good one.
When I was young, I had a computer game, a Nancy Drew computer game, and it was amazing. It was so fun. It was like really
Sounds
sophisticated
lame.
Graphics, and it's one of those like...
Sounds bad.
No, it was really good. You found clues in every room that you're in. And the one I had was like something bad happened on the set of a Hollywood movie, and you had to go into like... the director's trailer and
he go onto his couch.
No,
and
no.
He offers
no.
you a role.
No.
Yeah, this is a good game.
No, we didn't do any of that. No, you know what else was really fun? Have you ever played Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego?
Probably.
Dude, I played that once. I think
these are nerd games for girls.
Why is it for girls? Well, Nancy Drew's for girls, fine. Why? Because Carmen Sandiego's a girl?
Yeah.
Boys like, no. Boys like Carmen Sandiego.
Boys like Tomb Raiders.
No. Yeah. No. They like Carmen
Sandiego was a flat-chested 45-year-old.
No, Carmen Sandiego definitely had big, fat
naturals.
No, she
was
hot.
Yeah. Do you think she had big, fat naturals? She was wearing that coat the whole time.
You can't wear the way her hat and coat ensemble, you don't dress like that unless you got a great figure. Like, you need an hourglass figure.
Yeah, also, like, you're not going to, if you got big fat Joblies and you're trying to run around doing crimes, you got to lock those babies down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if
she was trying to cover up her fucking giant knocker.
Right. If she was, if she had like a girlish, you know, like a preteen girl body, she would just be wearing t-shirt and jeans. It's
yeah.
Like,
she would have
so
also.
Because she's jumping onto helicopters and stuff.
Also, I think she would have a different personality. Now, hear me out.
No, this makes
I
sense.
I think that, no, yeah, I think she's got like a very voluptuous body. Because she like exudes sex appeal, and that's part of her manipulative crime.
She exudes sex appeal while completely covered up, meaning that she's like she knows something you don't.
Namely, how
giant
her tits are.
Right.
But
and she got fat ass.
Yeah.
Because she's like she's a Latina, right?
Yeah, Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah. I think they rebooted it. Like, there's a new one right now.
Yeah.
And I remember they really desexualized her.
Why?
I think they made her young.
No.
I mean, I think she might be, like, a teenager.
No, Carmen Sandiego was, like, late 30s, maybe even 40s.
No,
sexy
you're right.
Older woman.
You're right.
Like, noir bitch who would ruin your life with a kiss.
With yeah, yeah, a wink.
Yeah.
And, like,
that's how she got
like
away
a
with
letter with perfume on it.
Yes. She stole Fenway Park.
That's crazy.
How do you do that?
You gotta have titties for
she
that.
She stole.
She put it in her bra. Can you believe that?
Oh, Carmen, she was great.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, there's one game where she figures out how to travel through time, and you have to go to, like, ancient Rome and check in the aqueducts. She, like, stole the aqueducts or something somehow. Where does she put these things?
I don't know.
Anyway, I didn't watch the show. Did you watch the show?
Which one?
Well,
there was a cartoon.
No, not which ruled. I was thinking the live action one.
The live action one, the game show.
Yeah,
hell yeah! I watched the shit out of that.
I didn't really watch
with the acapella group.
Ew, what?
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, they were great.
Acapella can go. That can go in.
That's
the
where
apocalypse.
The theme song is from.
Apocapella. Is
with
it
the guy with the deep voice and stuff?
I don't remember any of this.
Oh, man.
I only played the CD-ROM computer game. That's all I know
well,
about
well, there were
Carmen
so many of them.
What came first? What was it? Was it a TV show
I think it was a
first?
Game first.
Like a computer game?
Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
Okay, all right. That's
but
what
it
I
all
thought.
Was like pretty rapid fire. And then like the cartoon was really good. It was about like two teenage, I think they were brother and sister, and they were always trying to find her or something. I forget, but she was always like, that's the way to do it. Because I think the new show is like, she's the main character. It was better when she was like this elusive, just
yeah,
like
she
tip your
barely
hat,
existed.
Holding onto a like a rope ladder while a helicopter flies
yeah.
away. You know,
and
she has all these henchmen with goofy yeah. names.
And the chief always yelled at you?
Yeah.
Gumshoe?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to talk about this, if you make me delete it or not. But one time you told me that you dated somebody who spent like thousands of dollars on a Kim Kardashian video game.
Yeah, like a lot of money.
Yeah,
it was a huge problem. He was also addicted.
That is so funny.
He was also addicted to laxatives.
Addicted to was he like anorexic or
he was
what?
Very
what is
thin,
it?
But like not addicted in like no, I don't think it was an eating disorder, but he just liked shitting.
He likes shitting. You're a psychopath.
I hope he doesn't listen to this. I don't
know.
Oh,
fuck him.
I don't know. I have no idea.
If you used to date us and you listen to this, gross. What are you doing?
I have no idea. It's been so long, but
we don't even think about you. We're doing great. We're in the
We're
woods.
Doing so well. No. Yeah, he was obsessed with the Kim Kardashian. I remember I was so young, but I remember being like, I think this is a problem. This is like a bad thing that I don't like. And
that's crazy, man. How old were you? Fucking 12?
I was like 20.
Jesus.
21?
How much money did he spend on?
I don't know exactly, but I think it was like upwards of like even 50
this
bucks.
This is that like mobile game, right?
Yeah,
like
it was
Apple
an
Store.
App.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where so he this God damn it. He had to like type his credit card number in. So
his
Kim Kardashian
his mom's credit card, by the way.
Oh
it was
God.
Not his credit
Kim
card.
Kardashian could go out and buy like a new pair of shoes.
Outfits. You like the more money you've spent, the more it, like the closer you came, you're trying to get on the A-list, I think it was part of it. And you have to go to like fucking Hollywood parties and fashion shows and stuff. And you he was nice. He was like a bad person.
Oh boy.
Oops.
Well, now you got a real man who spends all his money on Doom and Doom-related paraphernalia and watches Doom backstories on YouTube.
Sometimes
and writes Doom fan fiction.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, he stopped playing Doom because I don't hear it anymore. But then I hear a YouTube video where you're figuring out how to.
The game is so the storyline is so complicated. It has something to do with I still don't know. I've watched countless videos. You don't have to know. You're just killing zombies or whatever, or killing demons, so it doesn't really matter. But sometimes, like, when there's a big boss that you're fighting, and then, like, there's a big reveal, and it's like, well, I didn't play the first six games, so I don't know what the fuck this is.
See, that's why video games, they don't do it for me.
I always fuck up and buy the sequel to the game, because, like, 2016 was the first Doom. Not first Doom, but the first reboot.
Okay.
And this game is a sequel to it. There's all these characters that I don't know what the fuck they are. It's like watching Barbershop 2 when you haven't seen Barbershop 1.
It makes
it's like,
no
what
sense.
The hell's going on?
It makes no fucking sense.
Where they cut hair or something?
That's it.
I did the same thing with Red Dead. I didn't get any of the references.
Oh, God.
In Red Dead 2.
Both those games are just like, okay, it's hours and hours of meandering and shooting. I mean, a lot more in Doom. There's just enemies popping out from everywhere. But like, it just feels very repetitive.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can get so hooked.
I think it, here's another difference, I think, between men and women.
Okay,
like
video games.
Men are very task-oriented. So, okay. Like, you set a goal, and you try to accomplish that goal. And it doesn't have to be, like, a massive goal. That's why video games are so appealing, because it's just like, kill all these guys. Yay, you killed all the guys. Now go over there. Look at you. You went over there. Now collect this thing.
Okay.
Holy shit, you collected that and you found a secret thing on the way?
I can
Isn't
understand.
Isn't that great? I'm not like, it's stupid.
No. I'm just saying, yeah, like I can appreciate the almost, not exactly addictive, but very satisfying, like goal reaching aspect of video games.
Where,
like, if
though.
I get all of these, then I win, but then it just keeps going.
Yeah.
So every level you're on, you have to like kill a certain number of demons.
You don't have to, but if you kill all of them, you get like a bonus and you get like a trophy, and it's like, oh, you were extra good.
Okay.
And you get an upgrade for your suit or your gun.
Well, you can get like a mohawk on it or like a big dog T-shirt to
yeah,
put
exactly.
on the outside of it.
Exactly.
That's
but
cool.
But then again, The Sims is kind of. Similar, same type of thing, and that's more of a female.
Why does everyone say that? I've never liked The Sims.
I don't know. I like The Sims, but it seems like more women play The Sims than
I think
men.
I have a weird. My one of my best friends growing up really loved The Sims, and she always wanted to play.
And she was murdered.
Yes, and she always wanted to play when I was over, but I didn't have it at my own house, so I was just like. No, I don't know what that is, and I don't like it. It's weird. And they don't speak. They just, like, have...
They speak, like, French mixed with, like...
I hate that.
Goat noises or something.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. I don't know. I saw it from afar, and I said, I don't like that. And so I never engaged. And isn't it just, like, Second Life?
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't like...
Yeah, you go to work.
God,
and
why?
You're, like, to get money to buy chairs.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
It sounds awful. Just do, I don't know.
I used to play it, but yeah.
Time.
Because here's the whole thing with video games. You're trying to avoid the reality that it is the dumbest, most pointless thing you could be doing with your time.
Yeah.
So if a video game can convince you otherwise, then I think it's a really good video game.
Yeah,
it's
really
enthralling, you know?
Right.
But then again, if you get a great video game, it's almost like an interactive movie.
Right,
where
yeah.
it triggers the same
like Red Dead.
Yeah, same like parts of your brain that a movie would. Yeah, and Red Dead has this arc, this beautiful story
you're
arc.
You're in control, which is cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it is like a form of art in a way. But when you're done and you've sank so many hours into it, or when you give up,
mm-hmm.
there's certain video games where I've never finished them, I've just quit, then you have this crushing realization that you just stayed up for this many days, consecutive yeah. days in a row, being Spider-Man, and you're an old man,
you
and you're eating beans out of a fucking can, your ceiling's falling in.
But you were so addicted to the Spider-Man game that you finished it in like 2 days. So
yeah, and then I bought all the extra extension
I was like,
packs.
Oh, thank God he's done. And you're like, I bought...
yeah, I bought more levels.
No. And I was like, you already beat the game. Now you're just running around. You live in New York City and you're running around fake New York City.
I wanted to collect all the backpacks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like, look, we can see our house in the, within the game.
We could go out to Central Park right now.
No.
And now, look at us. We can't do that anymore because there's... What happened again?
I don't know.
There's something going around.
China.
China.
So what are you going to vote for, Trump?
Yeah, probably.
Are we still doing voting?
Who knows? I'm not going to vote for Trump. I don't want to vote for anybody.
I just want to do nothing forever.
Yeah. Also, I do not want to vote if I have to go outside and get in a line with a bunch of people.
Yeah, I don't think that's... I think it's going to be all like... absentee ballots. Everybody's like, oh, we'll be back to normal by such and such
everyone
date.
Everyone keeps saying that.
We're not. It's not going to happen. I was thinking about this last night. Like, okay, we all stay in our houses for whatever, a month, yeah. right? Or 2 months. And then...
Has it not been that long
and all it takes, though, is for one person who still has it
this?
To go out and infect somebody, or... better yet, a child who is a carrier who doesn't exhibit, yeah, is asymptomatic, infects an adult, and then the whole fucking process starts over
this,
again.
Not to scare everybody, but this pandemic will never end until there's a vaccine or
yeah.
or like serious drugs.
And I think everybody in the back of their minds, or if they take the time to think about it, knows that to be true, but nobody wants it to be true.
Yeah.
And so they're just like planning their birthdays.
What else can you do though? I mean,
May. What do you mean? You can start to get used to the new normal.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but what's wrong with I don't know. I don't see any harm in the moment going like don't plan a birthday party, but like be like, "Hey, when this all blows over, let's all get margaritas."
Yeah, you can have conversations like that, but I don't think you should put a fucking date on it. You know, like Trump was saying
Easter, which is in like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, but even people that are smarter than him have been like picking out dates or saying months, and it's like, how do you fucking know?
Listen, man, I don't even
Nobody's
know.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this. Nobody's seen, I mean, correct yeah. me if I'm wrong, but has there ever been a global pandemic in human history that we know of? Maybe
know.
Historians know of one, but
the
like
plague?
Even like...
Was the plague global?
I thought the plague was like centralized.
Well, yeah, that's because they didn't travel much. Like they couldn't travel like...
Yeah, exactly.
I will say I don't even really know what I'm talking about. I just assume because it's so contagious and there's no testing and it spreads so quickly that it seems to me that there's nothing that can be done about this until we have a vaccine. But maybe we all stay inside and nobody touches each other and it'll eventually just die. I mean, it is possible if everyone seriously stayed put right now.
Is
but
it
then,
though?
But then
no,
if
it's
then
not.
It lives on surfaces, like
yeah,
you have
yeah,
to get
yeah.
food. Oh
it's
my
all
God.
That. And like I said, there's all these like, there could be a family that's just ping ponging it back and forth between each other, and they, none of them show symptoms because they have whatever fucking, you know, DNA makeup that doesn't, they just thought they got a cold, or maybe, like you said before, like it's kids that are asymptomatic. And so everybody stays in their house and everybody's like, oh, we're all clean. We're all set. All it takes is one person, one child to go back out into the world, cough onto somebody or, you know, wipe their nose and then we're fucked. Because all this happened because one bat shit on one armadillo thing and one guy ate it and he was patient zero. And then it just blew up.
Pangolin.
Right? Penguin.
A penguin. Pangolin. You know what? Okay.
You can't just invent a new animal. That's where the government fucked up with their conspiracy. They should have just said.
Yeah, they're like, it was a elephant.
Yeah.
It was a
fang. And then they had to inject all these fake photos of this fake animal into the internet.
Hippocrates.
Yeah.
You know what's been bugging me lately? All these aquariums across the country are letting the penguins out to go look at all the other fish and animals that are...
What do you mean letting them out?
They're letting them run around the aquarium.
Just like with people?
Look. No, there's no people. So the people who run the aquariums are letting the penguins out, and the penguins are running around and going to look at the sharks and the seals and shit. And I think that's bullshit.
Why?
Because the penguins are... It's like a classist allegory in my mind. The penguins are the rich people who get to do whatever they want. And look at everyone in their cages.
Yeah, that is insulting.
Can't do anything. Fuck penguins.
Right. Penguins are the white people.
Yeah. Penguin privilege.
Right. I do love penguins, though.
Yeah, they're pretty cute.
They're pretty cool.
Honestly, they slide in their bellies.
Yeah. They like to march. We haven't done a particularly long episode, but the problem is that this computer is about to turn off.
But how much time have we done?
How much time have we done? 40 minutes.
Oh, okay. This was sad, I think.
That's
fine. We got into
it. It's a sad episode.
Okay, but if you really want to keep your mind off of this, hey, everything's going to be fine. Not really. But if you do... A good way to do that is to watch a movie with us on Zoom tomorrow at 9 p.m. Tomorrow is Friday, April 3rd at 9 p.m. We'll post on the Instagram the Zoom ID, but you just have to download Zoom or go to Zoom.com and join with a little number that we'll give you. And then we'll watch Teen Wolf together.
Yeah.
And do live commentary. And you can join live and add your comments in the chat box. And we'll all finger each other virtually.
Good job.
Thank you.
And we'll kick out a Patreon episode soon.
Mm-hmm.
And if the movie goes off without a hitch, we'll save it and put that on Patreon too. That's it, right?
Yeah, I think
all right.
So.
Feel better and hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
One, two, three.
Sneaks around the world from Kiev to Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a slow boat to China. Tell me where in the world is
Berlin, San Diego.
Ladies and gentlemen on drums, Mr. Jeff Thatcher. Jeff Thatcher. Potsdam, New York, Mr. Jeff Thatcher. Amazing name. Subarashi. Seikai no Nakara Ishiban desu. From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Osaka, Japan, George Baldy III. From New York City, New York, Elliot Herman. From Winter Haven, Florida, Kevin Wright. From
Indianapolis, Indiana, Scott Leonard.
Let's round the clock and jump flim flim every nation. She's a double thing fever with a tease for thievery. That's everybody. When moving by your bitches, tell me
where in the world is
Carmen San Diego.
Tell me where in the world is Carmen San Diego.
Watch your back.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato.